Letters to Daniel, Volume 7. Letter 619. The Prayer of Jesus Against Shakti, Snake Girl of Yoga. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2017, in the 8th month, on the 26th day of the 8th month.
Let me tell you my story so you can understand how I came to be in prison circumstance. My body was placed in a raging fire, passionate pure. It was the Divine Mother. The heat was more than I thought I could bear, but then I discovered I could hang out there. Burn. Check it. Burn. The love was real, and it always remained. Here inside me, I was forever changed. Undying, faithful, ever sure. Never fearful, ever pure. This love has no name. It's a formless, beautiful game.
Dear Jesus, Saturday, the 26th of August 2017, 6 a.m. Earlier this week, on Sunday, I was reading some posts on the Divine Council Online Forum, of which I am a member. One of the posts was about an evil spirit some seers were seeing over churches they were calling Python, which then led me to a post about Kundalini. I think I posted one or two responses. Then on Wednesday, our brother, CB18, sent me a link to a Facebook post about the practice of yoga and its presence in the church. It was a video testimony of a lady who had been a witch practitioner of Kundalini yoga, but then was saved by you. She was explaining about the origins of yoga and about an evil spirit who I had never heard of before by the name of Shakti. After that, the Lord Holy Spirit led me to do some research, all the while informing me that we would be writing your prayer concerning this matter. When I looked up Kundalini on the internet, it turned out that it is a religion promoted by the same evil spirit reported to me by CB18, named Shakti, also called Durga. Essentially, I received two components of this letter from two independent sources, unknown to each other. Wikipedia.com has this to say about Shakti: Durga is depicted in the Hindu pantheon as a fearless woman riding a tiger, with many arms, each carrying a weapon, often defeating the Durgajar, or Durgam, the demon. She appears in Indian texts as the wife of Lord Shiva, as Adi Parashakti, Mother Goddess. Goddess Durga also took the avatar, incarnation, or aspect of Parvati, to reunite with Lord Shiva after Sati immolated herself. She is a central deity in Shaktism tradition of Hinduism, where she is equated with the concept of ultimate reality called Brahman. One of the most important texts of Shaktism is Devi Mahatmya, also called as Durga Saptashadi, which celebrates Durga as the goddess, declaring her as the supreme being and the creator of the universe. Of course, we know you, Jesus, to be the supreme being and creator of the universe. So this description reveals Shakti to be a usurper and wannabe. The Lord also says that Shakti is a B-side. Shakti infects the foolish innocent person through the yoga process. The individual, either male or female, will sign up for a yoga class without having done any prerequisite study as to its origin and purpose. Then in the course of time, the individual will become inured to Shakti's reptilian advances, finally resulting in their bondage to her lies. With this letter, the Lord is providing your prayer the solution against Shakti and all of her presence within the circles of yoga. Here therefore is the prayer of Jesus against Shakti, Snake Girl of Yoga. Dear Father in Heaven, please hear my prayer against the evil spirit known as Shakti. Deliver my people from her presence, influence, and infection. Remove Shakti from the face of the earth, and do unto her according to your word, for it is written that, the book of Isaiah, chapter 33, verses 1 through 12. Woe to you who plunder, though you have not been plundered, and you who deal treacherously, though they have not dealt treacherously with you. When you cease plundering, you will be plundered. When you make an end of dealing treacherously, they will deal treacherously with you. O Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for you. Beat their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. At the noise of the tumult, the people shall flee. When you lift yourself up, the nations shall be scattered, and your plunder shall be gathered like the gathering of the caterpillar, as the running to and fro of locusts, he shall run upon them. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times, and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Surely their valiant ones shall cry outside, the ambassadors of peace shall weep bitterly. The highways lie waste, the traveling man ceases. He has broken the covenant, he has despised the cities, he regards no man. The earth mourns and languishes, Lebanon is shamed and shriveled. Sharon is like a wilderness, and Bashan and Carmel shake off their fruits. Impending judgment on Zion, now I will rise, says the Lord. Now I will be exalted, now I will lift myself up. You shall conceive chaff, you shall bring forth stubble. Your breath, as fire, shall devour you. And the people shall be like the burnings of lime. Like thorns cut up they shall be burned in the fire. The Book of Psalms, chapter 33, verses 1 through 22. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous! For praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From the place of his dwelling he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain hope for safety. Neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. The Book of Psalms, chapter 66, verses 1 through 20. To the chief musician, a psalm. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name, make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works! Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name. Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing toward the sons of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There you will rejoice in him. He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. Oh, bless our God, you peoples. and make the voice of his praise to be heard, who keeps our soul among the living, and does not allow our feet to be moved. For you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our backs. You have caused them to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment. I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer you burnt sacrifices of fat animals, with the sweet aroma of rams. I will offer bulls with goats. Selah. Come in here, all you who fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard me, he has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. The Book of Psalms, Chapter 99, Verses 1 through 9. The Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. He dwells between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The king's strength also loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance he gave them. You answered them, O Lord our God. You were to them God who forgives, though you took vengeance on their deeds. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. The Book of Isaiah, Chapter 33, Verses 13 through 24. Hear, you who are afar off, what I have done, and you who are near, acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid, fearfulness has seized the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? He who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, he who despises the gain of oppressions, who gestures with his hands, refusing bribes, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed, and shuts his eyes from seeing evil, he will dwell on high. His place of defense will be the fortress of rocks. Bread will be given him, his water will be sure. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty, they will see the land that is very far off. Your heart will meditate on terror. Where is the scribe? Where is he who weighs? Where is he who counts the towers? You will not see a fierce people, a people of obscure speech, beyond perception, of a stammering tongue that you cannot understand. Look upon Zion, the city of our appointed feasts. Your eyes will see Jerusalem, a quiet home, a tabernacle that will not be taken down. Not one of its stakes will ever be removed, nor will any of its cords be broken. But there the majestic Lord will be for us a place of broad rivers and streams, in which no galley with oars will sail, nor majestic ships pass by, for the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. He will save us. Your tackle is loosed. They could not strengthen their mast, they could not spread the sail. Then the prey of great plunder is divided. The lame take the prey. And the inhabitant will not say, I am sick. The people who dwell in it will be forgiven their iniquity. Amen. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.
Satan, your kingdom must come down. Satan, your kingdom must come down. I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom must come down. I'm gonna pray till they tear your kingdom down. Pray till they tear your kingdom down. Satan, your kingdom must come.